From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Syrian opposition activists say airstrikes in rebel-held districts of Aleppo have killed at least 10 people and left many others wounded. They say one of the strikes Wednesday hit near the Bayan Hospital in the Shar neighborhood of the city. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights monitoring a group said at least 10 people were killed, including children. The local coordination committee also reported the strike, saying they resulted in multiple casualties. The city of Aleppo has seen an uptick in violence in the last 48 hours. Government forces are pounding rebel-held eastern parts of the city with strikes from the air, while rebels are shelling western rebel-held parts of the city. Police officers have been killed by a car bomb explosion outside a police station in Turkey near the Syrian border, according to the Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim on Wednesday. As many as 30 others have been injured and multiple ambulances have been sent to the scene and the town of Midyat. The prime minister, meanwhile, has blamed Kurdish militants for the attacks. The prime minister spoke after visiting those injured in Istanbul that occurred just a day before, killing 11 people, including 7 officers, during the morning rush hour. More than 20 people have been wounded after police in Papua New Guinea opened fire on a student protest Wednesday. That's the audio that you hear here. It happened in the capital of Port Moresby, with reports that at least 4 people being killed. The incident occurred on the campus of the university as students were preparing to march towards parliament to demand the resignation of the prime minister. This is VOA News. Egypt Air passenger plane heading to Beijing made an emergency landing in Uzbekistan Wednesday morning. Egyptian officials have said a false bomb threat caused the plane to land at the Urgence International Airport. The plane was evacuated and searched, but no explosives were found. Flight MS-955, which left Cairo, was carrying 118 passengers and 17 crew members. Hillary Clinton claimed the Democratic presidential nomination Tuesday, which would make her the first woman to represent a majority party in the race for the White House.
Thanks to you, we've reached a milestone. The first time in our nation's history that a woman will be a major party's nominee. Tonight's victory is not about one person. It belongs to generations of women and men who struggled and sacrificed and made this moment possible.
Again, that was Hillary Clinton speaking last evening. Meanwhile, her Democratic rival, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, won North Dakota and Montana on Tuesday, but Clinton won South Dakota, New Mexico, and New Jersey. Meanwhile, President Obama called both candidates, congratulating Secretary Clinton on winning the necessary delegates to secure the nomination. South Korea's government Wednesday declined to directly confirm the resumption of plutonium production in North Korea, but said it's watching the relevant moments closely with serious concern. The Unification Ministry spokesman Jong Jun-hee spoke to reporters. He said it's a well-known fact that North Korea has been continuously pursuing various reprocessing activities to secure additional plutonium. There has been close coordination between South Korea and the United States on the issue. Meanwhile, unnamed U.S. and U.N. officials say North Korea is again using spent nuclear fuel to process plutonium at the Yongbyon facility. Sudan has extradited a man suspected of being behind a migrant trafficking network to Italy, according to Italian police Wednesday. The Eritrean Madani Yodego Merid, who's 35, was arrested in Khartoum at the end of May. He's on a wanted list for over a year for international people smuggling. China said its exports fell more than 4% in May, while imports also dropped, although less than expected, leaving it with a trade surplus of just under $5 billion. Meanwhile, the U.S. and China ended their 8th strategic economic dialogue Tuesday in Beijing. More details on this and more at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.